The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today, Tuesday the 26th of July, in a big echoey room here. Yes! We have two sponsors today. I feel like we're on the third week of mentioning this, but I'm like, oh, it's our usual sponsor. Our usual sponsor that's been with us the longest, guys, beer52.com. What? Beer52.com is a company that's basically a subscription service, and they send out beer, delicious, delicious craft beer, out to your house. On a monthly basis, if you would like that to happen to you. It's amazing. They send out 8 delicious beers chosen by the Beer 52 experts. And they send out snacks and they send out magazines for you to read about the beer while you're drinking the beer. How about that? And it's free delivery to your house. So it's. What more do you want, guys? I don't know how else to put that, really, other than get some beer. There are some benefits for people who listen to this podcast. Here are said benefits, okay? And I'm going to read directly from this little script that I have here. Really? I've teamed up with beer52.com to bring you a brilliant offer to join the fastest growing beer club in the world. All you need to do is go to beer52.com, enter the code BANTER10, as in general banter, and 10 as in 10 minutes. Or £10 it actually stands for. Banter 10. Banter and then 10. And that is so that you can get £10 off your first order when you sign up. You're getting 8 beers, 100 page magazine and snacks delivered to your door for £14. From beer52.com, enter the code BANTER10 and grab yourself some of the best craft beer in the world. And I'll tell you something, they're dangerous in the best way possible. Do you know what I'm saying? Why have 14 tins of fizzy piss when you give 4 bottles of this carry on and, you know, go blind in one eye, is what I'm saying. They probably won't agree with me saying that, but let's not lie about it, guys, you know. Do you want some tasty, strong beer? Get the beer52.com. None of this, like, can I have 24 tins of this for £8? Why is that? Our other sponsor is Uber. The world famous car service. Not much of an advertisement has to be done here, really. All it is they want me to tell you that if you download the app and sign up and use the code BANTER15, that you get £15 worth of free travel. And that's really it. You know, if you're in Belfast, if you're in any city in the UK, I think this works in the UK. If you want to download the Uber app, sign up, enter the code BANTER15, you get £15 worth of free travel. So if you're in Belfast, you want a night out, download the Uber app, BANTER15, get a lift home for free. And that's about it. Not much more to be said about Uber. They didn't really give me much pointers other than tell your people about this? And I was like, okay, what's the deal? And they're like, well, they get free travel as long as they download the app and sign up. Fair enough. People are probably a bit like, what's Uber? Because we're in Belfast. What's going on here, guys? Give it time. There'll be no such thing as value cabs. You know? Phoning them and going, it'll be 10 minutes. And then 3 hours later, you've eaten 6 kebabs and have pneumonia. Not Uber. You just look at your phone. I'll have that one. It's close. Bang. There you go. Amazing. So there you go, guys. Beer 52. Use the code BANDER10. And Uber, use the code BANDER15. Good stuff. Let's move on. I've had one of those. First of all, today's one of those days already where I'm like, it's 8:28 in the morning, and already I'm like, I haven't done enough today. Like, do you know those days where you're like, I'm late with the things that I have to do today. I'm already late. So you're like, you look at it and you're like, fuck, why is it already 8:30? You know, you can tell I'm nearly 30, can't you? You're doing all adult shit, like getting up in the morning when you're like, you don't want to waste the day and all. If I had the fucking willpower to get up before the crack of dawn, whoever she is. If I had the willpower to do that, I think it would be the best thing to do. Like, do you ever get up for a flight or something and you feel kind of like, oh my god, what am I doing getting up at fucking 10 to 5 in the morning? And you've been fucking watching your clock all night. Once you're up, like, how shit and alien it feels to get up at that time of day. Like, it's dark. Your fucking eyes are burning out of your mind. By the time you're up a half an hour, you're like, this is great. You know, you're driving on the way to the fucking airport. You're like, check this out. The sun's coming up. I feel great. I feel like I'm cheating because I'm up before everyone else. Like Mike Tyson in his prime. I'm a back then. I'm back. When you're asleep, I'm back. That's terrible. I got away with rape. He didn't. He went to jail. I mean, that was weird. I don't know how anyone feels about that. Obviously, I'm not a fan of rape. However, there's something about that whole thing, the way he reacted. You're like, they asked him about it, and he's like, I wish I did rape her. Like, he's going, I basically went to jail because people are believing this crazy girl who ain't shit other than she's got out with a millionaire boxer. And then she's like, oh, he rapes me. And everyone's like, well, of course he does. He's Mike Tyson. Look at him. He looks like rape painted brown. If rape and murder got a face tattoo, it would be Mike Tyson. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. He's just like, yeah, I wish I'd have raped her because then I would have went to prison for something. And I was like, all right, that doesn't sound like the sort of thing. You know, real. I don't know. Anyway, we've got not the rape in 10 seconds there. Fuck me. But yeah, you know what I mean. That's how good you feel when you get up in the morning, like Mike Tyson. So what have I been up to this week? Here, one of the coolest things that ever happened in my life happened the other day, and I wasn't able to follow through on it. I got a message, and it was like, how's it going, mate? I actually got a direct message on Twitter, too. It was like, how's it going, mate? Would any of you in your lot like to go to the And So I Watch You From Afar secret gig? Let me know, I'll put you on the guest list. Right? And first of all, I was like, I thought it was a guy called Gary. I'm not giving away his full name. Who I used to... I might still run into him if I do another gig in Portrush. But he used to sort of facilitate all the gigs in Portrush that were done. Cool guy, DJ. But, you know, last time And So I Watch You From Afar played Belfast, there was a bus run that he organised and all that shit. So I thought it was him, and I'd changed phones, so I wasn't 100% sure who the number was. I had a fair idea, though. And that was on the text message, and I was like, all right, let me just fucking get back to that. This is supposed to be on the 30th of July. So then I got a direct message on Twitter, and it wasn't the guy I thought it was. It was actually Johnny Adger, the bass player from And So I Watch You From Afar. If you haven't heard of And So I Watch You From Afar, I was going to say kill yourself, but, you know, so, you know, some things you just don't hear of. You should 100% get into them. I imagine if you're into sort of music, and particularly sort of rocky type music, and keep your ear to the ground somewhat, you would have heard of them. But they're probably the best live band I've ever seen in my life. And they're from Northern Ireland. How about that? But yeah, it was actually Johnny Adger, who is a fucking, an absolute darling of a man. It's lovely. You know, he'd text me like, do you want to go to this thing? And like, I've seen that band from when they were playing in bars in Derry to fucking 7 people, to the point where they can do secret shows or play the fucking Mandela Hall in Belfast and just absolutely blow the cock off it. So, I don't know, I was just sitting there like, this is the most rock and roll shit that's ever happened to me in my life. Because, you know, you can do comedy gigs and people come to your gigs and you're like, yeah, this is great crack. But there's something way cooler about bands, isn't there, really? Someone in a band being like, Jenny, you and your guys wanna go to this? And you're like, I'm gonna act like I know that I'm cool enough to be asked to be on a fucking, what do you call it? What do you even call it? On a VIP, what do you call it? On a guest list for a secret rock gig. I was like, that is some cool shit, bro. Huh? And then until the end of the day, I couldn't go because I had to go to someone's 30th birthday party. But, you know, I felt like, I told everyone that story. I was like, you know, I was invited to a secret gig, yeah. And so I watch you from afar. One of my favourite bands of all time. So, in the end of the day, I couldn't go, and I, for fuck's sake. I've since spoken to the person whose birthday I'm going to, and they're like, why don't you just go to it? And I was like, well, I mean, 100% would. I don't know. But that was a cool thing that happened to me. Big shout out to everyone who came to Lavery's last week for the General Banter podcast. Ordinarily, I would have that uploaded pretty quickly. What happened last week at Lavery's was we obviously start a bit later now with our later opening times. And 10 o'clock or so we started. And I don't know what the crack is with Lavery's now, but it's weird. It's so fucking weird because we're basing our numbers, as in the people who arrive at the door, on last year. So we're sitting there like, right, well, you know, we had a big gig last time because it was a strong lineup. This one's the General Banter podcast. I'm just trying to mix it up. You know, it's fucking mid-July. Are people still off? You know, what's happening? Wasn't really sure what the fucking crack was. You know, we'll do the podcast. And what you don't want to do is what I've done before, is you have a big month and you go, oh, there's a lot of people here last time. So you pile all the seats out, and then there isn't half of those people turn up the second time. And then, this is sort of last year, and I really don't know why I freak out about it so much, because the crowds have been very steady, and I think Lavery's has sort of established itself a bit. So I was like, I'll just put out I'll put out some seats, whatever. I'll not put out tons of seats, but you know, I'll be happy enough if we could fill the seats. That'll be a good crowd tonight. And because we have the slightly later opening time, there were about 30 people had asked, like, oh, is it open yet? And I was like, no, if you come back in half an hour, get yourselves a drink, and we'll start at 10. And by the time it came around to fucking 10 o'clock, there was about 60 people already outside the door. Now, Lavery's holds about 100, packed to the deck. And I was like, oh, fuck, here we go. Started letting people in. Trying to throw seats out at the same time. It was bananas. And it just got to the point where we were letting people in, and we actually had to just write sold out on the door, because, you know, I'm sure we could have just taken money off people, but it was like, where the fuck do they even go? It's like, yeah, you can pay in, but you have to just stand at the door where you just walked in and you'll not get a drink. Like, it was fucking bananas. Which is great. It's great to see, like, and there's people, some regular folks, who were like, you know, you might need a bigger venue. And then the trouble with that is, how do you tell people, like, oh yeah, Lavery's Comedy Club was packed out, got really busy, so now we're in a different venue. You know, it's hard to change venues, because everything everyone would have followed before, like all the Facebooks and Lavery's, and they would be aware of Lavery's Comedy Club. Now it would be a case of, it's now called the Bigger Venue Comedy Club somewhere else, which would be fucking just strange. So anyway, we had two competition winners, Sean Tanavasa and Sarah Jade Davidson. They went on. What the fuck is flashing here, bro? They went on, did their first Lavery's gig. I missed most of it, I'll be honest with you, because I was talking shite outside. Hopefully it was enjoyable for you guys. It was just one of those nights where it was so fucking warm. We had to have the air conditioning on. Had to have the air con on, which was just... because people would have actually died. And it was weird. It was just one of those weird nights. Like, I would normally release that stuff, but... not that I feel like it was just a completely shy night. It was just one of those nights where there were so many fucking people. It was so warm. And we did the podcast, and I think everyone was just a bit affected by it. I think it was still funny. Like, Mickey was very funny. I could barely get a fucking word in edgeways. We did all these stories. Kieran came on. Played some song at the end. I don't know. It was just one of those weird nights where it was like, I'm sure it was okay to watch if you... but from us, from a the performer's point of view, we're just like, Jesus, that was fucking... it was just too warm. And I think we just let it run too long. So I apologise if it was a weird night, if you're a regular. I'm sure if it was your first night, you'd be like, that was okay. But it was just one of those nights where... my mistake, really. We should have kept everything tight. I'm sure people would have appreciated... if both halves had been fucking 40 minutes long, you would have been happy enough to be like, oh, I saw some comedy, didn't sit on the seat till my fucking jeans were soaking wet with sweat. But one of them things, isn't it? You live and learn. We're always trying to evolve and get better. Hang in there. You know, big crowds. It's getting warm. It's just one of those things. We need to... obviously, it's not our bar, so it's hard to... get the management down and be like, guys, I think it would be very beneficial if you were to run the sound. Spend thousands of pounds more to run that sound desk around the fucking corner so that we can control it. I don't know. Hopefully you had a great time. I'm just saying from my point of view, I was like, there's a couple of things I probably fucked up, so I apologize for that. But I really appreciate you coming out. And I'd like to thank God. Jesus! Lavery's, however, is back on the... whatever, the first Wednesday. So the first and third Wednesday of every month. So it'll be back 1st of October. Probably with the Lazy Fringe, which will be a whole pile of comedians. Great crack. Let's move on, shall we? I booked a Photoshop... a photo shoot with Kira McMullen, who is infamous for shooting bands. She would take photos of a lot of cool bands from Northern Ireland. So, obviously, me and the rest of these fucking buffoons are playing the Ulster Hall. That's right. You've probably heard me mention it before. Me, Mickey Bartlett, Kieran Bartlett, Dave Elliott, Aaron McCann, Rory Woods. All six of us are playing the Ulster Hall on the 29th of October. And, you know, buy a ticket. It's one of those nights where it's like, it can't not be bad. No, it can't not be good. You know, there'll be something... at least three of those comedians, depending on what you're into, will make you shit your pants. You know, you might love all of them. It's going to be a great night, guys. However, they're all talking about, let's get together and have meetings. How are we going to promo this and all? And I'm like, listen, you fucking dickheads. We don't even have a promo shot yet. So how are we going to do a poster for outside the place? How are we going to advertise this online? I made a mock-up thing of like six photos of all of us live. But they're from different occasions. So it's like, let's get a photo shoot done. That's number one for promo. A picture of us all together. We keep going on about this fucking comedy squad. There isn't even a photo of us all together. I mean, there is one, but Shane Todd and Paddy McDonald are in it. And they're not on the night. You know, Shane's, he's he's famous as shit, so he's gonna do his own fucking thing. His own Ulster Hall. He'll probably sell it. He'll probably sell more tickets than we will. You know? Because it's part of the Cool FM Comedy Club. And we're all like, are you going to get us on the radio to fucking promote the gig? And Shane's like, yeah, once I'm off, once I get off this fucking radio, we'll talk. He's on it, you know. He's like, oh, can we book an appointment to speak to Pete Snodden? And he's like, yeah, whatever. She just walks in there in his jammies with a cup of tea. Like, yeah, I just want to have something to promote, so can I talk now? And they're like, go ahead, Shane, go ahead. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a lot more presentable than any of us fucking meat wagons going in there. You know, knocking shit over with your fucking elbows. Oh, sorry, did I spill your tea with my back fat? One of those ones. So, what was I talking about? Yeah, I've got a photo shoot, which is going to be hilarious. I mean, judging on our last photo shoot, which we did with Cool FM, where it was me, Aaron, Mickey, and Kieran. You know, and then Pete Snodden from Cool FM and Rebecca McKinney turn up, and they're all dressed the way you should do if you're in showbiz, you know, nice clothes, smelling good, you know, you've brushed your fucking teeth, you look presentable even though you're on the radio. That's what amazed me. I was like, these cunts are on the fucking radio and they look great right now, and us dickheads stand in front of crowds of people and we all look like we just fucking tried to start like a shitty metal band, and none of us can play anything. You know, check shirts and fucking trainers. And Kieran with some t-shirt with some obscure fucking band on it or something. Look like a pile of dickheads. So I don't know what the fuck Friday's going to turn out. At least if we have an image of us all together and it looks kind of humorous, you might go, look at these jolly fuckers. Don't let them all stand on stage at one time. That fucking Ulster Hall stage is old as shit. Legendary performances from bloody blockers. Me and Kieran just go through the stage. Dave Elliott spread out the floor, starfishing, trying to spread his weight. I mean, it's weird that, like, everyone in that group, there's no one in that group that's beneath about 17 stone, which is hilarious. Other than Rory Woods, who, ironically, is the thinnest, but he's the fattest. You know what I mean? He's unashamedly, like, he's like Adam Richman. You know what I mean? He's just constantly, you know, just eating. He'd be like, oh, sorry, I had a fucking boudin for lunch, and a fucking, and then two boudins for dinner before we went to Chinese, and then frangos on the way home. You're like, did you eat out fucking six times today? Oh, sir, don't even chat, hi. That's him. He's the fattest one of the lot. You know, you might look at Kieran, but he's all over there like, oh, I got just lovely rocket salad of whatever. And you're like, okay, mate. Whatever. Let's move on. I've talked some copious shit. Guess what I seen the other day? Oh, by the way, update on the PA system. Do you remember last week I was talking about having to order a PA system from fucking gearformusic.com? And I bet you there's musicians out there just going, oh, God, why the fuck did you order off that? And same thing happened when I spoke to fucking girlfriend Maureen's sister who plays the drums. She's like, oh yeah, I ordered cymbals off that. And they basically sent out these cymbals, which she knew weren't as good as the ones she ordered. And she's like, you sent me the wrong cymbals. And they were like, oh no, it was just that we didn't have the ones you wanted, so we sent you similar ones. And she's like, these aren't, I paid £600 for fucking cymbals. These are like Argos fucking cymbals here. Gross. So, I'd ordered this PA system. Let's run through it. Ordered a PA system for girlfriend Maureen's ma, because they wanted it in their house, and she had no idea what she was ordering, and thought that I did. So I ordered this thing. It arrived. The cables were wrong. I ordered new cables off them. And like, all right, we'll send it out for free. They send out one cable. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you fucking dunces here? Phone up again. Yeah, you only sent us one cable, you fucking dickbag. Send another cable out. Finally able to hook it up. Boom. No power going through the amp whatsoever. You know, you would know rightly if you plug the amp in and would go like, that sort of noise. That's a great noise. I just made that. Fuck me. I'm like Michael Winslow. Is that his name? Yeah, whatever. So that doesn't work. And I plugged the fucking mixer straight into the speaker. and you can hear music, but there was no power boost in it. I was like, for fuck's sake, is this amp broke? Phone them up. Hey, the amp is broke now that we have the correct cables. There's no power in it whatsoever. All right, just pack it up and we'll have it collected on Monday. So it's a way of getting fucking fixed. It's like, Jesus Christ, you'd be better going into Argos and being like, can I have some sort of 80s boombox and we just have a party here instead of trying to order professional gear? Unreal. But it's funny how things work, because I bought a new camera the other day and there's a whole pile of shit ordered for this PA system and it arrives in like 20 boxes. And then I order a camera that comes in a box the size of a toaster and you're like, that was the same price. That was the same price. Is that whole pile of equipment there? Unbelievable. I don't know how any... I mean, I'm going to do this camera or this photo shoot on fucking Friday. And I've shot with, like, some people with serious gear. And I was like, how the fuck do you just keep on top of it? And all these days, like, yeah, the camera's, the body's £2,229. And then the lens is another fucking £1,700. And you're like, what? You know, iPhone cameras are pretty decent. Outrageous. So that's the state of the PA thing. Also went to see BFG the other day. And I texted the lads in the group. I was like, I had no fucking idea that this place would have so many children in it. You forget that. You're like, oh fuck, what am I doing? First of all, I was like, typical me, like, just completely unaware of my surroundings, you know? Did you vote on the Brexit? What did you... When is it? It was yesterday. All right. What is the Brexit? I heard people saying that. Colin, read a fucking newspaper, will you? You silly bitch. I'm like, in this cinema, I was like, why the fuck are none of these children at school? Maureen's like, yeah, it's summer. And I was like, oh, right. I was like, what sort of bad parents take their kids out of school before... Now, granted, I'm a grown man in a cinema, you know, on a fucking Thursday or something, when I 100% should be doing work. But, you know, you gotta live your life. Go see a kids movie in the fucking daytime. BFG was one of the few ones that I actually watched when I was a kid. You know, I grew up and everyone's like, do you not love fucking Hercules, the Disney movie? And I'm like, no! Isn't Finding Nemo a pretty lovely story? I haven't seen it. Okay, I haven't seen any of that stupid shit. I did see BFG, though, because we had it on tape. VHS! You know? Watching that shit. While this fucking paedophile goes around stealing kids out of their bed. I stole you, and then I can't put you back because the other boys will kill you. So I stole you. I'm going to do the raping. There's no raping. That's terrible. He's a big, friendly giant. But what I feel like should have happened in that film was... That wee girl definitely shouldn't have been so fucking, like, normal about the fact that there was a fucking giant all of a sudden. You know, she was just kind of like, oh, there's, what are you doing with me? Oh, he's trying to steal you out the window. There was no, like, fuck! Oh my God! Mommy! She didn't have a mommy. That's why she's at an orphanage. But she's like, oh my God! That's a fucking giant! You would die of shock. You'd probably have a heart attack. You're like, if you grabbed a wee bird and started screaming at it, it would just die. Similar thing. Like, as soon as you woke up and saw the outline of his head, you just fucking shit. Like, why was the thing that, no, he's got you in my little house. Why don't you clean the shit off your legs that you completely shat yourself? Huh? Lick my snozberry, you dirty bastard. But I'll tell you something. I have seen the BFG when I was younger, and it was great. It was like Labyrinth. You know what I mean? It was like magical, but it also creeped you out a bit. You know, it was good film. It was good film. This new BFG, which is a Spielberg film, I was like, this isn't great. You know, and I'm not one of those guys who's like, goes to see everything. He's like, shit, bro, shit. Like, that film really was like, I was like, this is... And it was so funny because the place is filled with kids. I'm absolutely just fucking
angry pig in this popcorn, just and that. And all these, I just happened to notice, like, almost after 60 minutes exactly, all of these kids started, like, fidgeting. You know, they were getting up and fucking talking. The noise in the room just went up ever so slightly. And then everyone was running to the fucking toilet and up and down and fucking. There was a woman with, like, a kid, like, a wee girl with, like, Down syndrome. And the kid, she was just, like, I don't know what age the wee girl was, probably, like, 2 or something. She was making noise, but not like, she wasn't making as much noise as everyone else. Like, all these kids are like, oh my god, they're just whispering. And then this week I was going like, just making some noise. And the mum would get up and take her out every fucking time. And you're like, she's not making that much noise, you know? It's more annoying that you're getting up and leaving all the fucking time. Just because the kid's making some noise. Whereas all these other asshole kids around me are like fucking, you know, kids do that stupid shit like, mommy, yes, what? Is it okay if I have one more Haribo? And you're like, well, you just had fucking 30 Haribos in a row, so what's the fucking problem? Just eat it. Get diabetes already, you fucking maniac. Anyway, the movie's kind of long. It's very long and fuck, there's a lot of just boring. The funniest bit was when they obviously drank that shit and start farting all over the place, but you're like, you could have got a minute and a half out of that, you know? I feel like you're wasting the farts. And, I don't know, I just walked out. I was like, if I was a kid, I'd be bored shitless of that. And it wasn't even like one of those animated things where, you know, it's a kid's movie, but most of the jokes are a bit over the head of some children, so the parents get a bit of a fucking laugh too. This was just like, this is boring as shit. You know, and I'm not even sure if I was sure on the fucking, the casting either. The guy that was playing BFG. I was like, see if you told me this, that the BFG was like, fuck it, John C. Reilly or something, or Will Ferrell. I'd be like, yes, great stuff. That's going to be funny, entertaining, whatever. And no harm to the fella that played it, but you're just like, first of all, who is this guy? And like, I don't know. It's fucked up. So that's Colin's review of a children's movie. Getting pissed off at a fucking children's movie. Oh, God. Let's move on to some news briefly. I can't keep up with the fucking shit. First of all, this is like, Tiger, look at that. Tiger mauls woman at wildlife park. This dumb bitch. Unbelievable. Like, here we go. Let me just get out of the car. I'm in the place. There's a car behind you. Let me get out. Hold on. Right, something's happening in the passenger side. Let me get out of the car. I'm gonna walk around. The door opens on the passenger side. What are you doing there, love? It looks like she's having an argument. There's a tiger, grabs her by the arse, pulls her along. Do you know what that actually looked like, right? That actually looked like she gets out of the passenger. It's obviously a left-hand drive. Gets out of the passenger. Get out of the car, you're not going quick enough. He's like, fuck, get in the car, Tracy, you fucking spastic. He's about to move off. It honestly looks like they're having an argument. And then this fucking tiger just eats her asshole out. You fucking idiot. Dude, someone wrote here, apparently the person who went to save the stupid one got killed and the lady survived. Oh my god. So fucked. But imagine that was like an argument. It literally looked like she stormed around the car and opened the driver's side like she was about to fucking give off to him. That's it. Let me drive. You're driving too slow. I need to go to fucking my sister's house. Nah. Tiger. Eat your dick off. And it was the most like, it wasn't even like, you know you see those shots of tigers gliding through the air and like, whoosh, and they fucking grab something and bite the neck of it. It was like,
It was actually quite tentative, like, oh, I'm going to grab your... Oh, I stole you! Imagine. There's part of me, like, I have a fucking... I have a bit of a sadistic thing where I'm like... There's part of me would like to feel what that feels like. I don't know why, just see what it's like to just get fucking wrecked by a tiger. Look at it, just pulls her down. You know they were having a row about something. There's a kid out of the car. Get you in the car, you dickhead. Don't get out of the... See if so... Oh my God. See if someone told me... I remember going to school one morning and on the news they were like, at Belfast Day there has been a tiger has suspected of being... has escaped. And we lived not that close to the fucking zoo. Like a good couple, 3 miles away from the zoo. And my ma was like, oh, I'm going to have to drive you to school this morning. Because she was afraid. She was afraid that there was a fucking tiger on the loose in the North Belfast / Newton Abbey area. And she's like, what if you get eaten on the way to school, right? Which is madness, absolute madness, that this thing would just be running around eating kids. And of course it was dead in the bottom of its fucking bath or whatever in the zoo. But like, even I was a bit like, fuck me, imagine you just walk around the corner and there's a tiger, you'd absolutely soil. Now, Jesus Christ, this girl is in the fucking safari park and she's like, excuse me, where are the, India? China. She's like, is that tiger in here? And they're like, yeah, there's tiger and lion and also there's some crazy shit. And she's like, okay, let me just real quick run around the car and get some sweeties out of the boot. Unreal. Fucking moron. No, do you know what? Fuck her. In fact, if that's true, that it just mauled her and then the fella got killed, that is tragedy. What a dildo. Oh, God. In other news, I can't keep up with the attacks that have been going on. How many fucking attacks? They're using the word mass way too much. This is a mass killing. Mass. Here's some mass shit going on. Everyone's dying in mass attacks. You can't keep up with it. And you know, the idea, there's that idea of terrorism where they're like, terrorism is kind of only terror if you let it be terror. And the reason, you know, as soon as you use mass killing and terrorist attack and all, you know, I don't know what it is. Is it just like, I mean, if the amount of people in the world, I'm sure this shit is going on all the fucking time, but maybe people are just like picking up on it more now because it's going to get more fucking views. Germany attacks, what's going on? My throat's fucking killing me. The big man's going to jiu-jitsu today. Fuck me, it's been about a month. Germany is reeling from a series of 4 violent attacks in a week in its south. 10 people have been killed and dozens more injured in separate gun, bomb, axe and machete attacks. Gun, bomb, axe, machete attacks. It's like a fucking, like, Public Enemy line. 3 were in Bavaria and 1 in Baden-Württemberg. That was probably terrible for any of you Germos out there. The authorities say they were not linked, but do they herald a new era of insecurity for the country? What has happened? On the 18th of July, an Afghan refugee hacked up passengers on a train in Würzburg with an axe and knife, wounding 5. He was shot dead by police. Good! Good. On the 26th of July, a German teenager of Iranian? It is Iranian, isn't it, if you speak to someone from there? Heritage shot dead 9 people in Munich before shooting himself dead. Now, I bet you when they say heritage, it's like he was born in Germany and his fucking granda is from Iran or some shit like that. But they have to bring it in when it comes to people being bad. I mean, it's almost at the point where they'll be like, can you believe a white person just killed a load of people? Yeah, they're not... the most sane bunch of fucking people either. 24th of July, a 21-year-old Syrian refugee killed a woman with a machete and wounded 5 people as he fled before being arrested. Later that day, a 27-year-old Syrian whose refugee application had been refused blew himself up outside a bar in Ansbach. 15 people were wounded. Were they terror attacks? The attack in Würzburg has been claimed to be a so-called Islamic State. While the Ansbach bomber had videos on his phone showing him pledging allegiance to the group, Bavaria's interior minister said the attacker's bomb was packed with metal fragments and had been attempting to gain entry to a music festival with 2,000 people. However, police have ruled out a political motive for the killings in Munich. Did mental illness play a role? One of them had mental illness problems. It's like, what the fuck? ISIS has said it wants to target Germany and claimed Würzburg attacker acted for the group. Fuck me. It's like, why Germany? You know? I'm pretty sure ISIS are out there murdering fucking Christians and Jews and everything. So why don't Germany be like, here, what is the crack with you? We are love to kill Jews. You know, if you not read history books, we love to kill Jews. Let's be friends, yeah? Why Germany? Everyone's piling into Germany, going fucking ballistic. It's... Oh my God. I hate when people are like, you can't judge... I mean, even this week. Even this week, it's like, You can't judge a religion based on the acts of a very small minority of people. Well, you can't judge a religion on the behaviour of two... Oh, there's another one. You cannot judge the behaviour of religion... Of people of certain religion based on a small amount... Oh, really? There's been 6 this week? You can't really judge people's behaviour in a sweeping generalisation based on the fact... Really? There's been 16 separate attacks this week? All by fucking Islamic State? Okay. Well, let's just go ahead and say that that's pretty fucking mental. There is a thing that happens now, and I'm not the first person to fucking ever bring this up, but people are, and Germany are probably like this, France, and they're probably going back on their fucking themselves now, but like, there is this thing where no one wants to go like, here, there's an awful lot of them fucking ISIS, you know, I know, probably Islam gets a bad fucking rap, but there's a fucking pile of them. You know what I'm saying? There's a wild lot of them are ready to fucking... You know, I mean, even you look at the most... What would be, like, really extreme Christian people, which would be the likes of the DUP and the Westboro Baptist Church. But at the end of the day, all you really do is go, shut the fuck up, you old cunt. You should not be allowed to get gay married because I secretly would love a man sack slap me off the chin repeatedly. I want bulb to tonsil action. I can't have it because of this fat bitch, Linda. You fat bitch. I can't fucking go out there and, you know, do all my gay stuff. You know, get my septum pierced. Dye my hair blonde. Lose 8 stone for no reason. Tell me that's not a fucking stereotype. How many gay dudes do I know that fucking... came out as gay and all of a sudden lost 6 stone. You gotta be in shape to get that dick. What was I talking about there? I have ADHD. Or Westboro Baptist Church type people. But at the end of the day, they just come across as crazy. You're like, you have these opinions. You're talking all this shit. Like, fucking God hates fags and all. What are you... God made fags according to your fucking instructions. But, like, that's about as extreme as that gets. When you're talking about Islamic State and all that sort of type of shit, there's a whole pile of them are like, you know what I mean? They're the ones that go down that route are the ones that are willing to fucking, like, blow people up, hack people to death.
But then, at the end of the day, if it's based on, like, oh, you're from a place or your family's from a place that just got absolutely mauled by, you know, US fucking airstrikes or whoever the fuck was bombing it, you would be on an absolute rampage. So, what can you do? I don't know. I mean, you see all these terrible things, like, oh my God, it is terrible. There was, like, a truck went through a crowd and in Nice and it killed someone. And there's a picture of a baby on the ground and they're like, does this baby get as much coverage because it's a French baby compared to the Syrian one that died in the fucking sea trying to get over? And you're like, what has this become? Has this become some sort of bitching match? Like, does this baby matter but this one doesn't? Because this one was... And then that's the opposite. That's people going, do the French babies not matter? Because it's not a fucking refugee. And you're like, okay, it's not a dead baby off, you fucking lunatics. Who's got the... Come on down to... Who's the deadest baby? Huh? Is it this one hit by a truck yesterday? Check its brains out. Or this little blue one that washed up in fucking Nice or whatever. You're like, well, what is going on here? You fucking lunatics. Oh, for fuck's sake. And then, like... Oh my God. And then, you know, you see all this shit and then you're like, oh, this happened. And then in the meantime, they're like, oh yeah, but there's like entire cities being wiped out. There's entire towns being wiped out in Syria. And they're like, look at this. Here's a full family just perfectly dead, covered in cement dust. There you go. Who gives a shit? Eh? Am I right, guys? Drone attacks. You know, some cunt just sitting, some nerd sitting at home on a Game Boy sending a rocket through someone's fucking letterbox. They'd be like, what are you looking? What are you saying? Who are we trying to kill? Guys in the next room, next office.
Just men and ISIS.
What?
Men and ISIS.
Men and ISIS?
Aye.
All right. I thought you said men and their wives and children. Sorry. They're all dead in it. Here. Some of them will be in ISIS, some are right. Tony. Know what I'm saying? Some of them will be in ISIS. Aye. Get the babies. No, aye. Dead, mate. Aye. Dead, aye. Most of them were killed by rubble. Good times, mate. I mean, if you lived in Belfast, in Belfast city centre, and you grew up there your whole fucking life, and all of a sudden, it was being bombed by fucking, pick a country, Spain. Imagine Spain were in a war, and they were just sending fucking rockets over it, and it was just, what, you know, like, oh, this is where I used to go to university, and you're like, okay, that's not there anymore. I live in a row of houses. That's not there anymore. All the people I know are dead. Next one, bang, all your family are dead. And you're like, oh, I was at work, missed it all. Like, you would go on a full fucking rant. You would be like, well, I've nothing left now. Now I hate Spanish people and the idea of Spain. And I'm willing to fucking just murder all around me. You know, to get my own back, basically. Colin, are you an Islamic State sympathiser? Not at all, but, you know, no smoke without fire. Do you know what I'm saying, guys? The place is a fucking mess. There's mass attacks everywhere. Japan knife attack. This guy kills 19 people in a fucking, like, home for people with learning difficulties or some shit. Cool guy. Please go on. Fucking mad. Let's lighten this up a bit. Who watched that show last night? I think it was called Naked Ambition or something. Or Naked Attraction. And if it was a one-off, I'm very disappointed. Because they had a girl come out, right? And she gets the shot. This is what happened. Like, this is hard to explain from my point of view, because I'm a complete pervert, so I'll be like, there's nothing I love more than staring tits and fannies and butts, you know, and dicks. I don't even care. Like, that's the thing about me. if you're like, I'm a straight man, you know, I wouldn't even mind being like half gay. Just, you know, you could appeal to more people as a start. You're like, you could open yourself up to more funny stories to be like, yeah, guess what? I have a girlfriend and all, but I like the odd dick just thrown in there for the crack. Now, but I don't really. However, I will look at anyone's dick, you know, if someone's like, oh, check out this naked picture of a mutual friend we know, look at his dick. You'd be like, ha-ha! Seen his dick? I've seen dicks. I've seen dicks of people's dicks that they don't even know that I've seen their dick because other people showed me their dick. Why they have photos of their phone, I don't know. I could tell you their name right now. Mickey Bartlett showed me a picture of Alan Irvin's dick one time. You know, I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast, but I seen his dick and I was like, okay, didn't need to see that at all. But this is the world. This is real life, guys. fuck's sake. But this show is just like, it's just like the dying breaths of TV dying. You know, it's like, oh, watch this. There's gonna be dicks. And here's what I didn't like about it. First round, this girl comes out. She starts looking at these fellas' dicks. And it's funny that that's where they start. They're like, let's look at these guys from the waist down. And there's like a bunch of weird wee dicks. There's a black dude who's got a fucking piece on him. And then there's like this one half a black guy who's just like, look at this root. He looked like he was just, he'd cinched one off and he was like, look at this heavy dick, right? Heavy, heavy dick. And they were all talking about the dicks and then they would check out their arses and then it would go up and you'd get to see their bodies. And this girl's like, and it's weird because everyone passes remarks on, you know, says things about other people's bodies. But to be that blunt right in front of people takes, you're like, you better be fucking Beyonce when I lift this thing up here. She's like, oh, I don't know about this guy, whatever. And then eventually it would show their face. And she was like, oh, whatever, I don't like this guy and his accent's weird. And she narrowed them down to basically the guy with the biggest dick and a fake leg. And Maureen was like, she literally just picked the biggest dick there. And I was like, yeah. Because the game is, you pick the person whose body that you are attracted to. Now, she was so thirsty for the dick. And he did a big fat dick. And he knew he had a big fat dick because he had an elephant ears drawn on the side of it. In a tattoo. And I was like, of course she just went for the hug. Because if I was playing that game and the game was, which one of these girls would you bang based on their looks? I was like, don't even show me the head. You know what I mean? Show me their arse. Oh, sweet tits. That one. Do you want to see their face? I don't even care about the face. This is the, I'm choosing you based on whether I want to fucking be some L's inside. That's the game. Who do you want to bang, essentially? Now, that was the girl who, by the way, was all like, yeah, just have a hairy bush, whatever. And then she's like, do you have hair anywhere else? And she like lifted her arm and she had like some 80s fucking afro pubes coming out of her armpits. And I was like, all right. Unforgivable. I don't mind that. Here's what I appreciate, right? Attempted effort. That's what I like. I don't care if you shaved your fucking armpits 4 days ago and it looks like you have a fucking half a stubble coming through. That's fine. It's the, you know, it's like I do it. I just haven't done it today. That's fine. I appreciate that. Not the, look at this. You better learn to like this because this is how it's going to happen. And then you're like, yeah, I'm going to have this new girl. What about them pets, though? Jesus Christ. So here's what it didn't like. The next round where you assumed it was going to be a fella choosing girls, that's way too aggressive. That is way too aggressive for Channel 4. So, because you would have got someone like me who, like, as soon as they went, and the screens went up and there's like five families, someone would just go, yeah, fucking dick all in. Really? Do you want to discuss it? Nah. Fuck it. Who gives a shit? I'd rather, I'd rather bang them all is what I'm telling you. I would rather bang five different families, then just pick one. Because that's the way men are. They had a woman who was a bisexual picking between men and women. And you're like, what? That's not cool. And she's all like, well, his dick's... This is how you know you're like, you're bisexual. You're like, shut, wise up. She's like, I like skinny boys with medium penises. And you're like, what, girls? Is that what you mean? I like whatever. She sent the guy away because his dick was too big. He's like, I'm 5'3". That would hurt me. Wise up. I was just like, why not give a fella a go at just picking whatever girl he wanted to bang? That's a hilarious game. Is it because it's too aggressive? A man going like, this wee girl, this wee bisexual one, she didn't hold back at all. She was like, he's got too many pubes. His arse is weird. She's too fat. She essentially sent one girl away. She's like, she's way too curvy for me, as in, I'm really small and this big bitch is too much for me to handle. But you could, it would probably just be too aggressive, the fella being like, here, shave that old fucking cunt, you stinking bitch. Here, get that fucking piglet out of the box there. Fat her. Who are we left with? These two girls? Show us the tits, because one of them might have a set of fucking sloppers on her. And the other one's just got nothing. She's got a chest like BJ Penn. That's a niche reference. You can't do that. You can't have a fella be like openly critical about a woman's body, or else it would be just pure sexist. Even though girls can pretty much say whatever they want. You know, anyone that's in a long-term relationship there will know rightly if you're like, you can just be sitting there and someone will be like, will you shave your beard? Because you look like a fucking tramp who couldn't get into ISIS. You ugly fat bastard. And you're like, what are you like? You're adorable. And then you might turn around someday and be like, are you going to wear those? Are you going to wear those with that? And you're like, she's like, why? And you're like, I'm not sure if, you know, bright pink goes with the brown. And she's like, oh, so I just have to be red carpet ready all day, do you? You fucking bastard. But anyway, I feel like it was a fucking bitch move by Channel 4 not to just not let some fella judge women. I think it's because that's the double standard in life, you know. It's like you can't have a fella being like judgmental, because you have to act in real life like every piece of vagina that you get, you're like, oh, please, sir, can I have some more, sir? Please. And they're like, all right, I'll allow you to have a look at it. Thanks. I think if you were like chemically castrated like they do to paedophiles, your whole life would be easier. You know what I mean? Just go bang, knock that sex drive out, get some fucking work done. No problem. All right, here we go. Let's rattle through these fucking Twitter questions. Fucking turn off. Right, here we go. Tina. Oh, shit. Let's get a question from Tina. Best concert you've ever been to? I would have to say it was either when I seen White Stripes and Queens of Stone Age at Hyde Park and the Wireless Festival, or probably the last And So I Watch You From Afar thing I went to, which was in Mandela Hall, like last year or something. Mark. Get Maureen and give Weary Willie a bit more shit there. No need. It's just fierce crack. But it'll annoy your weird complainer, lad. Oh yeah, the guy that was complaining that I had Maureen on the podcast. And he's like, she's no good. She's not good crack. Fucking maniac. Why don't you cancel your monthly subscription of $15.99? Oh, you're joking. It's free. Wise up. Chris Reezy, who's the best remix of Panda, and how mad is it that these atrocities are more frequent? Yeah, never mind the fucking mass, in quotes, attacks around the world. What about assholes like Panda and Future just trying to rap? Load of shit. Zippy Kearney, who is the maddest of all mad bastards. Ballymena City of Culture 2023, what do you think? Whatever. I mean, there's never been a city of culture, and everyone was like, do you know what? This is a great city for culture. It's always like, let's try and give this place money so that it's not an apocalyptic wasteland in fucking 2 years. Subtext, Derry.
Chris McCulloch, if there was a zombie apocalypse, what three weapons would you take from your house to protect yourself? Well, maybe hopefully I seen it coming and it would have just guns and... Actually, guns? Nah, not really guns. You'd have a gun, but it would be like a last minute, like you have to kill them really, really quickly at close range. There's a thing that I found in the old garage here that... in the house that we moved into, and it's like... It's obviously for like hacking down branches, and it's like a fucking axe handle meets like a long, like if you can imagine a machete, right? But the top of it hooks forward and it's sharp. It is so fucking sharp. Like you could, like I actually used it on a fucking, on the hedge at the other side where you could hold a branch that was like about the thickness of a fucking, I'm trying to think, what type of fruit am I thinking of that would be appropriately girthy? I don't know, say about the size of a tennis ball, right? That was like the diameter of it. And you would literally tap it like you were fucking, you would just go like, and just hit it a wee tap, and the whole fucking thing would just snap off. And you're like, this is fucking murderous, and you can just buy this in B&Q. That's the fucking thing you want, where you just go like, bang, so it's so sharp, it's just taking heads off, taking arms off, whatever, chunk, whack. And then you'd want something with a bit of weight in it. I mean, it's amazing how perfectly designed a baseball bat is for smacking someone in the fucking head. That's the perfect, it's like the perfect weapon. So probably something like that. And here's a weird one, a shield. I think I would get some sort of like Captain America style shield that you could also hit people with. So there you go, never thought about that before. But definitely the shield. Turn on Channel 4 right now. I've seen it, mate. I've seen it. Christ the night. Dwayne Pipe. What height are you? And do you think you'll ever have your own comedy DVD out? What's Shane Todd like drunk? Three questions. What height am I? I think I'm exactly 6 foot because I measured myself on a police chart one time. I think I'm just 6 foot on the nose. Which is what everyone says when they're 5'10", but I'm definitely not 5'10", because I'm pretty sure like Shane Todd is about 5'10", and I think I might be a wee bit taller than him. I don't know. I've got the physique of someone who should be like 4'11", except I'm just like I look like a small dumpy guy who's reasonably big. Do you think you'll ever have your own comedy DVD out? I could probably just fucking do one if I really give a shit. You know, I could probably write a set, practice it a bunch of times, and have a few of the many people I know who make videos film it and just put it out myself. It's not really something that's fucking give much thought to be honest. I'm sure, I mean, if I wanted to, you can do whatever you want. I might just put out a show and then quit comedy, because who gives a fuck? Also, what's Shane Todd like drunk? Buy him fucking 2 beers and find out. Not a big drinker, is our Shane. But he just gets a bit silly, and then I think gets really tired, because, you know, he's not a full piss head like the rest of us. If they introduced tag team into the UFC, who would your ideal partner be, past or present? Clearly just someone like Brock Lesnar. You'd be like, you grab them and hold them and I'll punch the shit out of them. You know? I know there's great fighters that are smaller, but you'd be like, you would literally just be like, get the biggest cunt you can find to grab people and then I'll smack them. Tell me, old boy, were you a spirited lad during university? What the fuck does that mean? I don't even know what that means. Spirited? As in, I drank a lot of fucking spirits. Probably. Bob the Pounder. Cool. Former porn performer based in Florida. Served my time on Big Natural's Cum Fiesta. Cum Fiesta. 8th Street Latinas, Mr. Pounder. Fair play to you if that's true. Do you like lad flag, aka proper comedy? Proper comedy.
I only listen to your stupid old shit while the proper comedy is taking a rest. Yeah, whatever, it's alright. I mean, what do you mean proper comedy? An anonymous fucking Twitter account? Yeah, tell that to fucking Louis C.K. or something. What do you think of it? I mean, I see the odd meme or something pop up, which is funny, but like, what do you want me to do? Fucking subscribe, sit there and wait for their tweets all fucking day? I'll tell you right now, it's comedy of sorts. It's satire, sort of. But I don't know what you mean by proper comedy. In fact, there may not even be such thing as proper comedy. As long as it's funny and entertaining and it's comedic to you, then it's just comedy. I don't know if you can say, like, you know, a witty tweet is on par with, like, seeing someone like Mickey Bartlett tear a fucking room up for an hour straight and call that proper comedy. And then what's he doing? Just fucking around, being an asshole. Dwayne Pipe again. Bet you won't answer mine. A loyal fan, but I'm getting fed up with being ignored. Hashtag don't be arrogant. How about hashtag don't be such a wee fucking puss? Sort your fucking life out.
Why don't you answer my question? That I always ask questions.
I'm sorry. I don't know. There's fucking a lot of questions. Keep your knickers on. Jesus Christ, the night. People get fucking weird with stuff. I remember there was this fucking dickbag who used to watch shit of mine and would comment on it, and I recognised the name and stuff. And then there was these cunts walking behind us in Belfast shouting stuff like, why are you playing her? Why? Like shouting it. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And then it was about Mickey. We got Mickey's car. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck that was about. Next day, someone tweets me, you're too big to talk to your fans in Belfast. And you're like, There's ways to be normal, mate, and then there's ways to act a cunt, and one of them is screaming at someone behind a fucking in the street at night time. What am I supposed to do? Turn around and be like, oh, is that me you're talking about? Hey guys, let's have a pint, will we?
I'm getting annoyed that you won't answer my questions.
I appreciate you listening, but I mean, fuck's sake, give me a break. There's a wooden ship. The captain notices a plank of wood. Fuck me, is this going to be hidden question. Is there any other nights you do in Laverys beside Wednesday? Nah, that's it. That's the only night they have free in that room, I'm afraid. Dolores. Paul Butterfield. There's a wooden ship and the captain notices that a plank of... This is one of these fucking riddles. He notices that a plank of wood has become rotten, so he replaces it. He does this over a period of decades as other planks also rot, and eventually he has a ship where every single plank of wood has been replaced. Is it still the same ship? Bonus, without the captain knowing, someone has been taking all the planks he's thrown overboard and has built a ship out of all the original planks of wood. Which ship is the actual ship and the captain started with? And then, is it Lewis... Is that how you say that? Has just went, shut the fuck up. I mean, it's one of those questions. I mean, the answer to that question would be exactly what you just said. You'd be like, this boat, bit by bit, has been replaced with new wood. And all the old wood has now been recycled into this other ship. I mean, that's what's happened. You know, you can't really go like, this used to be the A ship. And this is the new ship. You just go, this one slowly slipped away and became this shittier boat made out of rotten planks over here. I mean, is it like, oh shit, what about all the insides? There's bound to be some sort of framework that wasn't replaced. I mean, at the same time, I don't really give a shit, but, you know, is it one of those terrible philosophy questions? There's two ships now. One of them's made out of the old bits. And clearly if you're a captain, being the new boat, the reason you fucking replaced all the shit was so that you would have a better boat. So just have the better boat and give some other asshole the shit one. That's made out of fucking wet Weetabix. Right, I have to fucking wrap this up. Fergal McGorman, Lawler versus Woodley this weekend. Oh shit, I think Lawler takes it. He's just too hard and he beat the shit at everyone. He's just a complete gladiator. Fought too much experience, tough as shit, punches like a fucking lunatic. And Woodley, I don't feel has the stamina. Owen Doyle, can you get me into Laveries without ID? If you can get past the bouncers, I'll let you into Laveries. Are you a fan of Harley Morenstein? And that's from Park Podrick Colton. Park Podrick? Park, I want to say. Yeah, it's Park, isn't it? Whatever. Are you a fan of Harley Morenstein? Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Big fan of Epic Mealtime. I think it's good. His vlogs are okay, but it depends what vlogs. See, if you watch vlogs and you're watching like Casey Neistat or whatever his name is, and there's a few other ones, they're so much better than everyone's vlog that even someone that you like fucking Harley Morenstein or even the old Joe Rogan ones, you're like, these are shit compared to this guy's. I'm gonna start a vlog, by the way, guys, but I'll let you know when. You'll know rightly, because it'll be all over the internet. Not really. Just find some flies. Just Lewis McLean. Just find that some flies only live for 3 hours, where they have to find a mate before they die. Imagine you were a lazy shite fly and slept in and woke up with 5 minutes left. You'd be raging. I know. You'd be crap. Conor Curry, Ray Mears or Bear Grylls? Ray Mears, because Bear Grylls is the cunt off, you know, acting a right cunt and biting the head off snakes and fucking around. And then Ray Mears is just like, yeah, I just caught 3 salmon, which I'm smoking under the ground, and I've enough time to make myself chopsticks out of this thing. So what a lovely day. I'm going to have some berries here. Bear Grylls is like, I'm going to drink my own shit. I'm going to shit into this old seal bladder and squeeze it in my mouth for food. And you're like, would you not eat the seal? No, it's bad. I'm going to put myself up to my waist in fucking quicksand and masturbate so that I have something to eat for my dinner. Are you sure you don't want to just use the gun you have to kill this pig? No. Pig meat is the devil. Timo Mick. How do bears... Oh my god. I'm not even answering it. How do Bear Grylls... Fuck that. Johnny Gibson. Are you going to see Bill Burr? I am not, because I didn't buy tickets and it's sold out. Like a wanker! If I had any fucking balls, I would be emailing someone to be like, can I support him? I mean, that's what everyone should do from this podcast. Just to see if that works. It won't. There aren't enough people listening to this podcast. Well, there are. What I get about 4,000 a week. Let's say that's 3,000 people who have double clicked. Everyone right now, for the crack, just send Bill Burr a tweet and say, as soon as you hear it, and just say you should get Colin Geddes to do support for your Belfast show. It won't happen, but it'd be funny. It'd be funny anyway. Do that for the crack. Let's see what happens. Tweet him. About to drive across America with my wife and 3 kids. How can I convince them General Banter Podcast is educational and kid-friendly? I don't think I've said anything too rough other than... I was talking about rape about 3 seconds in, wasn't I?
Jesus Christ.
Maybe just have one headphone in your ear while you're listening to like the fucking Frozen soundtrack at the side. Let it go in my hole. Me. But I'm in the other ear. Talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Jared Brawley. Are you a Richard Pryor fan? Yes. And if so, which of his stand-up shows or films is your favourite? People always say live in concert's the best one, which it may be, but I kind of prefer live on the Sunset Strip because it is beautifully shot and it looks like a movie. Like, nothing looks like that anymore. Everyone's fucking DVD is just, oh, it's out at Christmas and it's shot in some theatre and it looks like shit. Whereas that looks fucking so sweet. There's a bit when he lights a cigarette with a match and he drops the match. And it's so well lit and it's got a black backdrop that like the little swirl of smoke that came off the match just stays in the air. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. He's also wearing a red suit, which is pretty gangster. What's your dream guitar? And that's from Ryan Doyle. I mean, I would probably... Do you know what I would just like? Because I'm not sure where you would even get the fucking thing. Jack White's K Hollow Body. Because, as far as I know, it looks like it's made out of fucking cardboard. But... And then some amp that, or some pickup that he found in the fucking ground. And it looks amazing. And it sounds incredible. But other than that, any other electric guitar, I feel like, who gives a shit? Just buy one. What's your favourite cover song and by whom? The Nirvana, Where Did You Sleep Last Night? Which may actually be called In the Pines, is it? The Lead Belly cover. That's pretty fucking scary. Considering he blew his face off about 2 days later. Fuck me. Who else does great covers? There's one of my favourite songs ever. The White Stripes cover in Death Letter. And there's one particular version of it, like Live at Something, which is on YouTube, and it's amazing. A big fan of that. What other cover versions are there? Can't remember. Off the top of my head. Sean Campbell, dream stand-up venue. Probably the Ulster Hall, which we're playing on the 29th of October 2016. Buy a bastardly ticket. Last question, Lee McGlinchey. How did you and Gertrude Maureen end up together? Was it cans and munchie box or share to share or wine and dined? It definitely wasn't wine and dined. It was more like, yeah, more the munch box and tins type of thing. Because we sort of were hanging about with each other for a good few months before anything actually happened. So, yeah, we were more just in a group of people who were going out drinking together. And then she was all like, Colin, I'm sorry, I literally just can't keep my hands off you because I'm essentially attracted to large, ugly men. And I was like, well, tell you what, that suits me fine, okay? So let's... I have a vague memory of making a fucking... It was literally like a sausage omelette or so, which sounds like a fucking euphemism. I made a nice sausage omelette. But I literally, like, I don't think we went and... We still don't. We're still like, she'll be like, yeah, you never... Like, she's half joking, but she's like, yeah, I wouldn't know. We've never been on dates or for dinner or anything. And you're like, what are you talking about? We're tramps. We would literally... You could get dressed and be like, yeah, well, we're going to go here for, like, some fancy dinner. Do you want to just get, like, a carry-out and, you know, a fucking Indian? And you'd be like, yeah. I don't know. That's more or less what happened. But it is hilarious how many, like, oafish, ugly men that she fancies. Right. That's about it, guys. I really have to go because it's 9:45 now and I have to be away by 11. So remember, shout out to our two sponsors, beer52.com. Sign up with them. Get some craft beer sent to your house. It's absolute rocket fuel and it's fun to sort of sample different beers. Use the code BANTER10. You get £10 off your first order. Support the podcast. Buy the beer. Also, Uber... co-promotion, download the app, sign up with them, use the code BANTER15 anywhere in the UK, I do believe, and you will get £15 worth of free travel. So do that for me as well, you know, good for me, good for them. And that's about it, guys. Laveries is, of course, the first and third Wednesday of every month, and the Ulster Hall show is the 29th of October, which is creeping up. So get your tickets, guys, so that we all don't have fucking shit attacks. And everyone remember to tweet Bill Burr, just for the crack, and be like, Colin Geddes should do support for you. Go for it. Probably won't happen. But no, it will. Let's be positive energy. Everyone fucking tweet him. Anyone that's going, that's got a ticket, wants to see me do fucking 20 minutes of shite beforehand. Make it happen, guys. Right, I'm off. I'll speak to you later. Take her easy. Bye. By the way, since we brought it up earlier, And So I Watch You From Afar, we'll leave on a And So I Watch You From Afar song. This song is called Like a Mouse. Enjoy it.